Hi, Marty Lurie here with Matt Williams of Forever Giant. Matt, the Wall of Fame happens for the Giants, and Hunter Pence goes on there. Your thoughts about Hunter Pence, and we'll talk a little bit about you.
Well, I think it's well deserved. He was one of the integral parts of their, you know, their long-standing World Series runs, and kind of a, you know, the leader on that team at that time. So he came from a different place. He came from Houston. Wasn't a Giant his whole career, but certainly made the best of it while he was there. So I'm happy for him and happy that the Giants get to honor him.
A little bit of an unorthodox player.
Yeah, but did everything on the baseball diamond that you could want, right? So had power, certainly played a great right field, could throw. Was an extremely smart base runner. And, you know, had the penchant for the clutch hit as well. And we all saw that often, too often when you were in the opposing dugout. But yeah, I'm happy for him. It's well-deserved.
Yeah, they called him the Reverend.
Yeah, he was the, you know, he had the rallying cry and the sometimes in-dugout speeches in the middle of the game to get guys going. So you need that. If you're going to make long, deep, October runs, you need some leadership, and he provided that.
Well said, Matt Williams. All right, now, the Wall of Fame has been in existence for a while. The first class had a 45, a 48. You're one of them. How about that? How did you feel about that?
Well, it's an honor. I didn't get a chance to be there personally, but I got a chance to watch some of Will's recent honoring on the field, and yeah, I think he said it perfectly. It's, you know, his retirement of his number is his Hall of Fame. And so, you know, the Giants do a fantastic job of honoring the guys that played there and the guys that helped them win. I'm included in that group, and I feel very fortunate to be part of it.
Yeah. How was it when you got traded to Cleveland? I know it was a shock, but what did it mean to you?
Well, I know that, in years since, they have to make a decision sometimes. Yeah. And so, you know, I jokingly say it, you know, if you have to keep one guy, you're going to keep Williams or you're going to keep Bonds. They probably made the right decision. But yeah, I mean, I was drafted by the team. I came up with the team. They gave me chance after chance after chance early on. And so I'm very appreciative of that and will always, you know, in my heart of hearts, have that black and orange in me.
You know, it's funny you said that because it reminded me of when you did come up and the slider. And my goodness, you're swinging over it. And you were so persistent and then made a dramatic career, 378 home runs for yourself.
Well, remember it. Yeah, and I can also remember sitting long hours with Al Rosen talking about how to hit it, you know. But Al, I was his guy, and he supported me, and the coaching staff supported me, my teammates supported me. They wanted me to do well, and I think that helped me along my way for sure.
Great to catch up with you. That is Matt Williams. Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.